I'm Andy Lumsden, presenter of Classics at One every Tuesday here on Voice FM in Southampton. And there's great news for us music fans in the South, because the world-renowned Welsh National Opera are coming to the Mayflower Theatre at the beginning of October for three nights. And I'm delighted that we're joined now by one of the star soloists for the trip, Ed Lyon. Ed, welcome very much to Voice FM, and thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Yeah, that's great. Well, let's just talk a little bit about each of the concerts, shall we? The first night, which is Wednesday, the 1st of October, is actually called A Night at the Opera. That pretty much says what it does on the tin, really, doesn't it? But do you have any sort of inside info you might be able to give us?
I mean, it features the amazing WNO chorus and the huge WNO orchestra playing some of the absolute classic numbers of opera. There's some Cavalleria Rusticana, there's some Macbeth, there are big choruses, there are arias, there are ensemble pieces. It's just a really fantastic overview of all your favourite big opera hits. It's a really, really great night.
And I think we probably have to ask the audience not to sing along if possible, but we never know. They might be allowed to, you never know.
Depends on your neighbours, I suppose.
That's true, that's very true. And then the next night is a performance of a very rarely performed opera by Leonard Bernstein, Candide. Now, this is the one that you're actually taking part in yourself. And the information I've said tells me that it's a supercharged wild ride in which 18th century France crashes into 20th century post-war America. That sounds a really intriguing combination. How does that work?
It is such a fantastic show. I know I'm in it, and I'm playing Candide, so I'm sort of biased. But it's the most amazing show. It's got absolute West End production values, but West End like you would never hear it, because we have, as I mentioned, this 70-piece orchestra beneath us. There's the whole chorus. We've got dancers, some amazing costuming. And the most extraordinary thing about it, apart from the wonderful music, is that there's this amazing set technique using projections onto a screen, which we can interact with, which we can pass through, which means that this amazing, slightly strange, it's from the Voltaire novel, Candide. It's about the journey of a naive young chap who travels through all these different mishaps in the world. But it means that you can change venue almost instantly with these projections, and the amazing animations that have been used as well. So it really is the most kind of startling night at the theatre, and it's all in English. There's dialogue, so it has a real musicals feel to it. But as I say, it is like nothing touring you would ever hear from the West End, because you've got this amazing orchestral sound and a huge chorus of people. It's really, honestly, just the best.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, in fact, listeners to Classics at One will know that Bernstein's West Side Story is very high up on my list of Desert Island discs. He was obviously an extraordinary man of such talents as a composer, conductor, teacher, mentor. Is his music actually quite difficult to perform?
Well, I mean, he certainly makes enormous challenges on the singers. My part, I'm a tenor, but a lot of it's quite low, a lot of it's quite baritonal, but then he has some really high operatic high notes for Candide as well. And there's a very famous role, the love interest, Cunegonde, who has a very famous aria called Glitter and Be Gay, which is just full of high E-flats and real stratospheric amazingness. And it's all set, Ewan, our choreographer, has created the most amazing dance numbers. Soraya Maffey, who's singing Cunegonde, she's dancing through this kind of coloratura showpiece. So vocally it is extraordinarily challenging for us, but they are fantastic tunes. And I mean, I've been kept awake for about a month now with the earworms. So I really feel like the audience need to suffer from that too. So, so they need to come and hear these tunes. He just had the most amazing ability to connect, as he did in West Side Story, very quickly with a kind of hinterland between classical music and classical scoring, but there's a lot of Latino rhythm in this in our show, as there is obviously in West Side Story, and a lot of references to South American music, to Americana, to jazz. It's really, you know, super accessible, but not kind of dumbed down at all. I can't recommend it enough, honestly.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. That's fantastic. And then on the final night, something completely different. The Grand Old Opera of Tosca by Puccini. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I mean, it's Tosca is one of the, five most performed operas in the whole canon. It's one of the kind of cornerstones of the operatic stage. And not only is there a really very beautiful production by Erdik, really beautiful show, set in the 20, it's moved a bit further in time into the 20th century in this setting, but you also have three fantastically good leads. So Natalia Romanu is singing Tosca. She's sung Tosca at Covent Garden to great acclaim. She's just singing it in the Netherlands at the moment. She really is absolute top draw. There's a fantastic tenor, Andres Presnow, who's singing Cavaradossi, who has some really extraordinary music. And Scarpia is a Uruguayan baritone called Dario Solari. So, it's an international cast with, world-class playing, and a fantastic staging. I cannot express enough just the quality that WNO are touring with. It is world-class stuff, and there's only one night of each of these things. And I know the Mayflower is not only a very beautiful theatre, but a big theatre. But, when these things come for one night, you really have to really grab the opportunity, I think.
Because you also well, you talked about it in Candide about the effects, the visual effects, and then mentioning the different the size of venues. Of course, on tour you go to all sorts of different places. I mean, the Mayflower seats well over 2,000, and other ones will be considerably smaller. How on earth do you go about transferring from one to the other?
That's an interesting point. Candide has been brought back because it was a huge success, but it was designed originally to go on smaller stages. So originally it was designed with the orchestra at the back of the set, and that everything had to happen in front of that. So, and that meant that we could go to places like Truro, we could go pl to places like to Brecon, and still, because those places didn't have a pit. But of course, in Southampton, there's a huge pit, there's lots of stage space. We can do all of the show that's available. Usually, these shows are, when they're designed so that they can be adapted to the different theatres that they're going to go to. The magic of Candide is that basically it's all done with this chain screen. Whereas in Tosca, they'll just, they have a big moving kind of cupola that moves around and lights. And they just adapt as we go. And the amazing technicians who I haven't mentioned yet at WNO, they have that job to do those get-ins and get-outs every day. And we'll do three in a row, so it'll be different scenes for each different one.